be too far out there now because they done calling me Garth Brooks and old Junkie Jackson, amen. Y'all know Janet Jackson, amen. So if you're Janet Jackson fan, it doesn't make you mad. From Gold Barth Brooks, I made you mad at that too, amen. But that's all right. They can't keep up with me in these other microphones. My tie's flopping around here and there, and I'm running close, waving in the wind. So we're going to try this tonight, and you'll get over it, and you can have a good time with it. And I can take a joke. Y'all done yet, Lula? She's laughing about it, so amen. They said put this little deal on here so your makeup don't get up in that microphone. I said, well, glory to God on that makeup thing, amen. I believe every preacher should have on some makeup, amen. Oh, my, yeah. That goes back to that fake thing I was preaching on this morning. Man, I'll tell you what, other than a little clear seal or something like that, just for men's jail, amen, they ought to leave the rest of that stuff for their wife, amen. I'm going to start meddling if I ain't careful here, so I better be careful. Matthew chapter number 5 tonight, Matthew chapter number 5, and all I know to do is rear back and preach. That's just, I enjoy doing it, though. I guess if I didn't, I wouldn't go do things like I did last night. I said, we come in, and I said, I ain't going nowhere. I don't go anywhere on Saturday nights. And then the Lord laid on my heart and run down there with them boys, and we went down there and preached 10 minutes apiece. But, boy, I'm telling you, you talking about drag racing, amen. It wasn't no Coca-Cola 600, praise God. It was a drag race. And whew, I about blew the soot out, boy. I mean, I about made myself sick. I preached so hard. And I had a good time and praised the Lord and heard some good singing and things like that, and God blessed in it. And I enjoy any time I can go out and Brother Mark and praise the Lord like he was talking about. Man, born again. You get around a bunch of born again people and start praising God and really just enjoying the songs and listening to the words. If man, nothing but the blood's not just a song, man. That's a story, amen. I feel pretty good about that. I like that. I love preaching. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know my wife say, be careful. Don't kill yourself, you know. But she's just kidding, amen. We fought all the way to a restaurant today over which ring I really bought. And we're going to pull out the receipt, amen. I probably still got old tightwad. I probably wore the ink off the thing, holding on to it. And I told her, this is what I said, and you can ask her if I really said it. I said, I got the old cheap ring, but I got the best wife, amen. Come on, guys. Praise God. Y'all are to say amen right there, Brother Kurt. That's pretty good. Amen. Brother Randall ain't even got a voice, and he's up here still helping me out some. Amen. It's coming back. It'll come back. Amen. So far, everybody's walked up to me today and said, boy, my voice is gone. I've called on them to pray. Amen. Kurt come in first thing. He said, I can't hardly talk, and called on them to pray. So if you can't talk, I'll call on you to pray here. We'll see. Matthew chapter number 5, verse 14. Quite simply says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. I like how he put plural on that, works. Amen. He's expecting something out of us. And glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Let's pray. Dear Lord, just pray you bless this message tonight. God, help us in every way. Lord, I pray we'll have a good time with this message tonight, God, and it'll help us all. Lord, we thank you for being the light. We thank you for coming into our old soul and saving it from hell, from that darkness, that we can let our light shine. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. I pray for you'll bless this one that was saved in jail today, God. I pray that you'll bless James. Lord, help him in his life, truly to let his light shine. We thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's see what God's got here for us for just a minute. I want to preach just a little bit about let it shine. Let it shine, boy. I tell you what, it's a shame today that people spend more time and money trying to get their teeth to shine or get their old car to shine or whatever. You know, we want everything to shine. We want our children to shine, amen, and whatever they do. But we spend all this time and money getting all these things to shine. And boy, sometimes it'd be good for a church just to let their light shine, amen. Them little kids, we used to get up there and sing, yes, little light of mine. And boy, you never got up there and held your light down here. You didn't ever get up there and go, this little light of mine. Man, you'd go, this little light of mine. Old Magdalene, or Sister Magdalene, get up there and boy, she'd make you hold it up higher, and boy, this little light of mine. Boy, I tell you what's wrong today is Baptists have put their a light, amen, in their pocket or something under their coat and said, well, you know, I want to be real careful about letting my light shine because somebody might just think that I'm Pentecostal or that I'm a weirdo or something. Well, I tell you what, we're already a bunch of weirdos, amen. We're humans, amen, and only by God's grace can we do anything. But you know, I tell you what, we should let our light shine. We want everything else to shine. And boy, I tell you what, a church should. That church should put their light on a candlestick and let that thing shine. You know, I'll say this. The church's job, and be real careful here because I usually make somebody mad. Brother Robert, we just voted out last night on the way up there. We just voted that people's going to get mad at you no matter what, so you might as well just go ahead and say what you're going to say. But, you know, the church's job is to exalt the Savior. Right, Brother Jamie? The church's job is to edify saints. Right, Brother Farrell? I think that's a good thing. Edify the saints. Exalt the Savior, edify the saints, and evangelize the lost. I think I hit her on the head right there, all three of them. That's the job of the church. I have no problem with every church down the road doing what they want to do. But when you put anything ahead of them, number three right there, you're wrong. Amen? That's not the job of the church. I don't care if we pick up every can on the side of the road for a mile in any direction of this church. That's a good thing to do. And I don't have a problem with that, saying this road is kept clean by a certain church. I don't have a problem with car washes and covered chocolate-covered strawberries or aerobics for the women. But glory to God, when you put that before you put these three things, you are wrong with a capital W, and that ain't right. Amen? Send the CD out. I don't care. I'll tell you why. Because we're going to lift up Jesus Christ first. We've got to lift Him up. Amen. And praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to lift each other up when we're down. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's probably a good thing to do instead of cast. We like to throw water on a drowning horse. Amen. Somebody gets in hard times. That's when you, boy, they're just sorry in the dogs, boy, and go to throwing water on an old horse out there trying to swim. Amen. And boy, I'll tell you something else. We need to evangelize the lost. And every one of them falls under letting your light shine, amen? Let your light shine. Somebody's light may be getting a little dim, and maybe you need to brighten yours up for them. Boy, I'd be good for churches today to get a hold of them three things right there. He said, ye. I like that. Ye are the light of the world. You know what, church? Every born-again Christian in here, blood-bought, amen, saved, you've got light shining. I don't care. You can say, no, if you're a ye, you've got light shining. I called on this earlier. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You take a city sitting on top of a big hill like over at Gatlinburg, if there was a city up on top of one of them mountains up there, you can't hide that thing. Them huge mountains. And I can't even imagine taking it. You couldn't hide it. But listen here. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, which is just a measurement of seed and things that they use, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. All that are in the house. Ye. He went from ye to all. What do you think that is? I believe every saved person is that ye, and I believe every lost person is that all. And I believe that's everybody. Probably saved and lost both. Because you're going to let your light shine, and somebody might just see you smiling when the time of darkness. Somebody might see you just praising the Lord down there at the hospital. Somebody might just hear you whistling Amazing Grace and say, boy, that feels pretty good. I'm kind of glad you're doing that, sir. I tell you what, that's what Christians, that's what we should be doing, is letting our old light shine is what we should do. And I've got about three real quick points here, but ye are the saved, amen. We need to set that thing and get her done. And I like where he said, I like his wording he put in here, God put in his glorious word. He said, let your light so shine. I wonder what that so shine meant. I think it meant just bright enough it needed to be. If it needs to get brighter, let her so shine before men. Well, there's a few things I wanted to talk about here for just a second. I don't know why I say just a second. I'm going to preach longer than a second, amen. I'm going to preach till I get done. First thing is the word shines. God's word, it says, is a lamp unto my feet. In Psalm 119, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'll tell you right now, when I get ready to get out and I get ready to go out there at the house, and I get ready to go outside and take care of some business out there, whether I'm chasing dogs off or chasing possums or whatever I'm doing around the house, and we are country folks, I get my old trustworthy flashlight out. There ain't never a battery works in any of them. Amen? That beats anything. Just drives you crazy. But I'll get my flashlight out because I need a light. I need a light in my path. I went out one night, and man, there's old Labrador Retriever snuck up at the house, and he was flirting around with the dog we had down there. You know why? Y'all know where I'm going. I'm trying to be real nice about this in country boy terms. But he was trying to court our girl dog. It was in the pen. And I eased out there about 10 o'clock, and I'll be honest, I just wear a pair of shorts, gym shorts, about all I ever got on. Barefooted, I don't wear shoes, I step on stuff, and Sandy says you got to get some shoes on, but I ain't got enough sense. I eased out there at dog pen. There's something here, so just hold with me. I went out to that dog pen, and I was going to go out there. I thought that poor little dog don't have any water. About 10:30, and I just jumped up and took off out through there. Me and my flashlight and gym shorts, and that's about it. And very little knowledge or sense. And I walked out through there, And I nearly got that pinned. I didn't have a flashlight. That's what point I'm trying to make. I didn't have my trustworthy flashlight. I should have had my flashlight. But, you know, I thought, I know where that's at out there. And I just kind of felt my way out there with some water and a little bit of moonlight. And I got to that edge of that pen, and I heard the awfulest growl. I mean blood gargling, boy. I mean from the bottom of his belly kind of growl. And it scared me, I promise you, that I didn't stand there and go, is that a dog? I didn't stand there and go, is that a wolf? Is that a lion? Is that a tiger? You know what I did? I run. And I promise you that they couldn't have a drag racer caught up with me. I went shrew right around the edge of the truck. And I dove in my truck and I said, safety. No, I run on in the house first. I grabbed the door and boom, in there. And I run. And Brother Jimmy, I went straight to my gun room and straight to my old shell box. And I grabbed me some bullets. And I said, that old rascal out there, he may have scared me, but I'm fixing to scare him. And I jumped back in my truck, and I pulled my headlights out there at the dog pen, boy, and there he went. I broke his romance, amen. Next time he seen a girlfriend, he run the other way because I commenced a blasting at him. You say, whose dog was he? I don't care whose dog he was. He was on my property, amen, growling at me. So I took over. But you know, I thought, how stupid. I don't know if that's a nice word. How silly. I don't know if that's a nice word. How crazy would a man be to go out in the dark when all I needed was a little old flashlight and I could have seen them all go, uh-oh, there's something out there. I walked right off the middle of that thing. Hey, the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path because it shows me when there's warnings. It shows me what's out there. Hey, I tell you what, it is a road map. Hey, you know what? You wouldn't play. You know what? Baseball game would be awful if you didn't have a rules book. If you didn't have the rules, man, you get up there and boom, hit a foul ball and go back and take off running and keep running. So you can't do that. Why not? Well, I don't know. You just can't do that. No, you gotta have a rule book. That rule book says you got foul lines. That rule book says you got a home run fence. That rule book says you gotta run to first, second, third, and then home. And you know what? We've got a Bible that tells us exactly what we should do. It's a rule book, and thank God we got rules, because if we didn't have it, we'd have churches everywhere in the world like they're doing today, denying the Word of God. That light right there. When you open that thing up, it's like a switch going off. Right. Let me just challenge you this week. Walk in some night, take your thumb, and reach down in that Bible anywhere you want to, and flip it open and read you some scripture and see if it don't apply to your daily life. I mean, what happened that day? I guarantee if you hit over in Proverbs and Psalms and stuff, them ain't just cute little everyday sayings. Yeah. That's a Word of God. And that thing will help you some because it's light. It'll lighten up and you'll go cling, and I mean, a light will go off. You know, it tells me why I'm saved. It tells me how I got saved. It tells me why I'm still saved. It tells me how I should treat people. Oh, I mean the golden rule. I think it's Bible. I think it's Bible that we should treat people with respect. I think it's Bible that we should love one another. I think it's Bible because that thing is light to every problem we got. Well, they just say pray about it. And the Bible, hey, it's in there, praise God. Amen. It's in there. I tell everybody calls me and says, Brother Kurt, I'd like for you to counsel us or me or whatever. First thing I tell them is I say, you're going to get Bible. You're going to get Bible. You say, well, don't you have... I've had counseling class. Yes, I have. But you know what he taught us? Bible. 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 You say, well, that old Bible, thank God. Hey, I'll tell you what. That old Bible right there is a light. I just wrote down a few little things here. First thing is open it. The biggest problem we have today is just open it. When you open it, Brother Mark, it's like flipping a switch. I mean, you can have all the power run to a building. You can have all the power in the world. And if there's a quarter of an inch or any little space between that, ain't going to work. And you get you a switch over there. And when you flick that switch on, amen, then you got power. Then your lights go to work. It's just like when you open the Bible up, it's like turning on a switch. Boom, there you are. Hey, I turn over and go, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, that you may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That thing will help you every day. See, it's the Word, God's Word. We just need to open that thing up. Open it. You know what? The Bible, hey, it will shed light on every problem you got. It will shed light on every problem you've got. You open that thing up, it's just like, bing, just like a switch goes off. You know why? Because it's alive. Because it's real. Because it's God's Word. And because God told us, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. Hey, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You get in that book right there and just study that thing and get in there and realize it is God's Word and don't try to correct it all the time. You know what? That Bible's the best commentary you ever opened up. Amen. Open it. That's the first thing you need to do. Next thing is hear it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? By the Word of God. You know why people, you know why people's walking around today? You know why we got church members don't have much faith? You know why we've got folks that walk in here on Sunday mornings and they go, I just don't know what the Lord wants me to do. And I'd like to say, why'd start with coming on Sunday nights? Amen. That's a good start to see what God wants you to do. Well, I've just been coming Sunday mornings and Sunday nights, but I still don't know what God wants me to do. Try Wednesday nights. Well, I've come to church. I'm faithful to church. I don't know what to do. Get to moving. Get to doing something, and God will lead you. That word right there, when you hear the preaching of God's word, I tell you right now, you may already say, this is not for me tonight. And I know I've sat right where you're sitting before. I've listened to preaching, and if Brother Keith gets to preach, sometimes you just think, you know, that's great, but it really just ain't for me tonight. And boy, all of a sudden he'd quote a scripture, doggone it, right out of that book of God's holy word, and that thing go, you go, wow. Man, go to market. I found a, Brother Jamie, I found a deal of notes the other night in there. I don't even know where I found it after. I won't ever find it again, probably. Found it digging through some of my stuff. Notes after notes after notes when Brother Keith was preaching while I was writing them down. Just a little old scripture hit me. I thought, wow, that's pretty good. I wasn't even a preacher then. I mean, I just thought, well, that's good. That applied to my life. That helped my life out. God's Word, we need to open it up first, but then we need to hear it. I tell you what, folks, I have a hard time listening to preaching that's just dead. I mean dead. Oh, just act like you're scared to death to raise your voice. And that's me. I'll be the first one to admit that's me. That may be a preference. But I well deserve my own preference when it comes to preaching. I like to hear preaching wide open. Amen. Somebody get my attention and say, buddy, hey, you need to straighten up. Right. That helps you out sometimes. Now, I ain't got a problem with soft-spoken if that's what you like. But glory to God, I tell you what, you will not. I don't care, you can search the country over. You can find every church you want to find. You can go try every one of them you want to. You'll never find a pastor. You'll never find a preacher that loves to preach any more than Brother Kurt does. I promise you that. I love it. I love it. But we need to hear it. I know we need to hear preaching. Every one of us. I went and heard some preaching last night. Boy, needed it. Helped me out some. Every time. But we need to love it. You know that? We need to love God's Word. You know why? Let me say this. If you love your wife, you'll fight for your wife. Come on now. I'm telling you guys, if you love your wife, you'll fight for her. You'll get old Richard Dawson, give him a fat lip, amen. Oh, kissing, smooching around. I'd punch them. I'd just hit them. They'd deduct me $100 or whatever. Out of 100 people surveyed, the top 5 answers are on the board. Boy, and he lean over there and kiss them whether they got it right or wrong. I mean, it could be the dumbest woman or man in the I guess he kissed men. I don't know. Oh, Richard, boy. But you know, I just can't understand that. Where was I at, brother? Richard got. I mean, when you start preaching on Richard Dawson, you're really searching for it. We should love God's Word, though. And I said, if you love your wife, you'll fight for her. If you love your children, man, you'll fight for them. You won't just let somebody, you know, just say, well, I don't love her anymore. I don't believe that. If you ever did love them, you still love them, amen. But you'll fight for them. If you love that Bible, you'll fight for that Bible. Yeah, I ain't talking about punching somebody because they say, well, I don't believe that Bible. But you'll stand up for that thing and say, let me tell you something. That is God's Word. I don't care about the literature. That is not God's inspired Word right here that we get. It's good. I mean, you got godly men that's writing stuff. But if Brother Kurt writes something, it's not God's Word. It's Kurt's Word with God's Scripture, with Scripture supporting it. That's all right. But it's not God's Word. I'm not going to fight for literature much. I'll say, well, that's one man's opinion and all that. But you take an old King James Bible, and I'll just, you know, there's some things worth fighting for, and there's some things just worth arguing over. I believe that Bible's something worth fighting for sometime. Folks, ain't going to be out all that long. This church is going to stand some of these days on the Bible. Well, we'll let you do that, Brother Kurt. No, there's going to be a time when you're going to stand up and say, let me tell you something. We've got God's Word, and we're all right with it. I'm not talking about being mean and rude, but I'm talking about, guys, we need some soldiers sometime. If you love God's Word, you'll love it. You'll want to be, hey, you want to have it with you. I think you like to have your wife. I probably wish she'd sit by you sometimes, don't you? Look over at him and say, well, honey, I didn't move. Amen. I'm still behind the steering wheel. Praise God. That means you can scoot over and sit by me. No, you can't in that rig I got because it's got a console. That sure ain't a dating rig, is it? Amen. Sparking. When we was dating, I had to put the spare tire up by the door in the front so she'd sit by me. Amen. She said, what'd you put that in here for? And I said, I don't want it to dry rot or sun run it. So she'd sit right over there, boy, close to me. Amen. Amen. Ding. Something just went off in my head. I don't know what that was. You'll fight for it, though. But you know, the Word does shine. Thank God we got a book that just shines. I mean, open her up and boom, there it is. It's a light. And thank God it is. God said it was. It ain't because Kirk Howard said it was. It's because God said it was. Listen to this. The next thing, these will go pretty fast. Worship shines. I believe worshiping God shines. I believe, I know people that's come to this church. I know people and I ain't going to embarrass them, but they might even be here. But I've had people tell me before, said, I like your church because it ain't so quiet. You know what they mean by that? Because you go to some of them, you think, do these people really believe that man that's up there preaching? Well, I don't know if I do or not. You know, hey, if I don't believe them, I'm not amening. You watch me, I'll go to a funeral. You take me to any church in the world. If they're not preaching truth, if they're preaching truth, even if they're not preaching wide open, I'll still go, amen. They hit Romans 3:23. Amen, brother. Now, when they start saying, well, you've got to work or whatever, I'm going to sit there like, I mean, just quiet as I can be. I ain't saying a thing. You know why? Because I believe your worship shines. I believe that you sit there, every person's got their light out, and you can either lay her down there in your lap or hide it behind your wife or something, amen, or wife can stick it down there and say, here, keep that down. We don't want anybody to think that we're crazy or something. But boy, sometimes old preaching gets on like this morning, boy, you start getting her out from the bush, and you think, boy, that's pretty good right there. I'm just, you know, just that's where you just kind of go, amen, just a head nod, you know, you go, think, did you let your light shine? No, not light. Boy, but they'll go to an old dope-smoking concert, and boy, they'll flick them lights up. It's a shame when they can get more excited about old Bon Jovi, amen. Where'd he come up with that name, man? Hey, they'll get more excited about some old concert. Go down there, boy, Sunday night, it wouldn't matter. If they shut her down, we've got to go because old country singer's in town, and boy, he's got that song about Jesus. And you can preach Jesus Christ, and everybody go, he's just so simple. And then they get one song about Jesus. He's got Jesus' name at once, and it's the greatest hit, and he's just such a good Christian. Jeff Gordon got out of his car when he was kicking everybody's tails, amen, and racing, and he'd have prayer every day. Oh, I just want to praise the Lord. I want to thank God. And then things went a little bit sour, and then all of a sudden his marriage got to be a mess. I'm not meddling. I'm telling you what the media says. But I'm telling you what, and all of a sudden he quit saying that anymore. Folks, I'm telling you what, if you're going to let your light shine, let her shine, whether you win. I'd like to see somebody finish 43rd get out and say, I'd just like to thank God. Amen. What's wrong with that sometimes? We got too many of them mountaintops, Smoky Mountain, boy. Hey, Gatlinburg, boy. Woo! Hallelujah! When you get down in the old dump sometimes, it's good to let her out too and say,
yeah, come on
down there at Children's Hospital. Sometimes it might do you some good, just wave her a little bit and say, I'm going to go ahead and let my light shine down here at Children's Hospital. Yeah, but your child is... Yeah, you got that right. My child is in God's hands. God's still in control down there at Children's, and God's still in control when you get that raise. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah on that raise. Somebody amen me right there. As that black guy says, my old buddy, he said, somebody help me. Amen. And that's exactly what he means. Let your light shine. Folks, we are created. In Revelation 4, one of my favorite scriptures, in Revelation 4, and when somebody wants to argue this thing with you, go ahead and open your Bible up and read it to them straight from the Word of God. It's the very last verse in chapter 4 of Revelation. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord. Is he not? Amen? Well, I'm tired. I'm tired too. But I don't care to stay down here a little bit. I'm going to hang around for a little while tonight and see what happens. I'm wanting to preach a message on just hanging around. You hang around long enough, you'll see somebody get saved. You hang around long enough, something will bless your heart, even if you don't want it blessed. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Is he not? Amen. He's God. Woo! I'm feeling really good now. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. You know why God made you? Do you know why, Brother Tracy, you know why God made you? For his pleasure. Do you think he finds pleasure when, he don't find pleasure in me a lot of times. But you know what? Brother Mark and Sister Trey, when you get up there and sing a special, guess what that does? It's pleasurable. It's got to be pleasurable to them because you're praising the Lord. I think most people in here likes it when somebody brags on you a little bit, don't you? You feel pretty good. You know, somebody says, man, I tell you, you are just one of the greatest people I know. You can't think of anything else to say about it. Just say something nice. And they think, you know, makes me feel pretty good. We all like to be bragged on. I don't care any person in here. I don't care what you're doing. You like to be bragged on. God created us for his pleasure. And he likes it when you let that old light shine and worship. Well, and I'm not talking about, you know, you've heard some horror stories somewhere, amen. You think, boy, they just run and do flip-flop. I've heard them too, but I'm not talking about being a stumbling block and scaring somebody to death. I'm talking about just going, that's right, God deserves the glory. Hey, glory to His name, Brother Stan. I like that. I like all them songs about glory to God. I don't care. I like every one of them. Amen. Boy, I mean, I shouted so much last night, I couldn't even hardly preach. You say, well, you probably embarrassed our church. I guarantee you one thing they knew. They said, Maple Springs got a pastor that loves the Lord, and he didn't care to get up there and let his light shine a little bit. There was not one person in there that come out and said, well, you just put on a little show, didn't you, David? You got out there and danced and did all. No, I tell you what they did. They come up there and said, boy, I tell you what, they shake my hand and said, man, I sure enjoyed you being here tonight. Amen? Because it wasn't so quiet. I get nervous when it gets too quiet. Amen on that. Let me see if I can see. Genesis 22 was the first place you'll find worship in your Bible, and I've preached it before. You know what happened in Genesis 22? Isaac was taken to a mountain by his father Abraham, and he had a knife, and his job was to go up there and kill his son. That's exactly it in a nutshell. What, I don't know what that means in a nutshell, but anyway, that's what it is. You know? He's laughing like you know. What happened, though, he took his son up there, and his job was to kill his son. You say, we learned that in VBS, and we learned that in Sunday school. Well, good, because it's a good story, because at the first place you'll find worship, W-O-R-S-H-I-P, in your Bible, worship, is in Genesis 22. And you know what happened there? God told a man to take his son up there and take his life. You say, is that really worship? Yeah, because God said to. Obedience. Obedience. Being obedient to God, saying, God, I don't care what you ask me to do. I'm going to do it tonight down here at Maple Springs. Well, you know, just maybe. I'll keep her. I don't want to think people to think that I'm way out there or getting too excited. So I'm going to keep her just right here. Man, the first time I said amen down there at Saffle, Brother Kenny Tidwell was the only person out of ever how many hundred that would, I mean, Brother Keith would preach till, man, I mean, spit flying everywhere. Look like a fertilized buggy going through there. And some of you guys have fertilized for. And he going through there, boy, just a spitting. And old Kenny Tidwell would go, amen. Amen. And I thought, boy, he's having a good time. And I thought, you know, I'd sit back there behind Kenny. We sat right behind him, that bar right in our way down there. They had them bars. And not a bar like a wet bar or something. I'm talking about a bar that holds up the roof. And I'd sit behind Brother Kenny. I think, boy, I'd want to nudge him and go, come on, amen right there. Glory to God, that's a good one. What are you waiting on? Come on, brother. And I know he wanted to look at me and say, what's wrong with your voice? Brother Kenny stopped one day. You remember that? And he said, is Brother Kenny the only one can amen in this bunch? Well, you know, you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't know. I guess I could. And boy, all of a sudden I sit there and I went, amen. I pulled her out, boy. I mean, and I wasn't lighting one. I mean, this was the, you know, when I went, Brother Keith goes, did I hear you amen? I mean, I thought everybody'd stop and go, did you say amen? And then my wife, she sat there and looked at me like, what was that? And I said, right, here's what it was. I let my light shine just a little bit. Folks, you may think I'm joking about it, but you let me tell you something. When it gets dark, your light's going to have to shine. Our church is going to have to shine our light some. When you say you're from Maple Springs, they go, I've heard about y'all. What do you think they heard? I don't hear negative stuff. I hear good stuff. Now I know we're going to hear, you know, stuff like our pastor looks like a dork with a Janet Jackson deal or Garth Brooks. I mean, you know, I can take it. I can dish it out, but I can take it. Your worship shines. And I believe when Abraham went up on that mountain and took his son Isaac, I'm sure that he had a lump in his throat and thought, what am I going to tell my son as I lay him out to sacrifice him? But when Abraham got to the top of that mountain, guys, I guarantee he had his light as high as he could get it. Because he said, God, if you want me to take them, I'll take them. Because I'm going to let my light shine. But God, I sure wish you'd help me out right here. And he said, Abraham, Abraham. Woo, thank God he's speaking to me. Give me something good, God. And he didn't have to do it. But I believe that he would have done it. Because I don't believe God would have gave him a realm over in the limbs if it, or the branches if it hadn't been for it. Your worship shines. When you sing a special, Brother Mark, you don't get up here and just stand here and sing like it's in void. I believe you got your light up shining. But you guys singing specials, I believe you got your light shining. Oh, Brother Jim sang a Lighthouse Sunday. My heart was blessed, and I wasn't the only one in here that's blessed. Because I seen some of you folks out there that kind of went, Amen. I mean, I thought, well, you know, it ain't a business meeting. Only time you can get her up there, amen. Now, some of y'all thinking, praise God, I'm saved. I'm washed in blood and don't really give a flip right now. That lighthouse, good stuff. I wish I could get y'all that excited about my preaching, amen. I'd set that down for a minute. You say, when you preach something good enough, we'll amen it. Amen. Yeah. Y'all need to, you know, so many people try to tell you how to preach. I'm like, won't you leave that alone and just say, preach. Preach, brother. That'll do some good. You ain't sure what to say when I'm preaching? Just say, preach. Preach on. What kills me is the ones that come in, boy, and they get a little bit of religion, and boy, they're preach on, preacher. And then they ain't catching it, you know, because you look up and they're not around. I thank God for what I call the remnant, the ones that show up Sunday night. I don't care. You're worse than God by your truck sitting out there in the parking lot. When your neighbors see you start up that rig and taking off, you got her up there. Look at this. You mean y'all go on Sunday night? Y'all have preaching? Yes, sir. If you can't identify it, it is preaching. Amen. Let her shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. The best thing you can do, if you've got friends and family that's lost, turn her on, let her shine. Sooner or later, that thing will get good for long, and they'll go, something's going on with them. Something's changed in them. Worship shines. When you sing a special, you come up here to this altar, you may say, well, it feels kind of weird. I've never done this. You walk up here to that altar, and boy, you got her light lit up, saying, watch this. I don't care to bow my knees. I don't care if you do it back or at the back. I don't care if you do it out in the foyer. I don't care where you do it at. But, buddy, when you get serious with God, listen, people's watching you. Right. Well, I just think that that's crazy. Well, it's because you've got yours stuck up under here, and you're mad. Well, I've just been offended. Well, glory to God, I tell you what. We can all find something to be offended about, folks. Every one of us can either be too hot or too cold, or you preach too long, preach too short, preach too fast. One guy told me the other night at revival, he said, you preach too fast for me, but he said, I'm getting every bit of it, amen. It takes me a little bit, but I know what you're preaching, amen. I may not get every word, but I'm getting it. He did get it. He's there every night. Got him a little sticker, amen, for five-night stickers, amen. I'm kidding. When you show up, you're letting her shine. When you shout, when you say, amen, right there. Amen, that's good singing. You just turned her on and said, right there. See, I'm still preaching in the Bible. And I'm still all right where I'm at right there. I'm not getting too dangerous because I believe I'm preaching truth when I said, let my light shine. The first time I come to Maple Springs in February the 1st of 2004, something like that, 2004. Yeah, 2003 is when I surrendered. I guarantee you that some of you that was there, that very first sermon that I preached, Brother Stan knows what it was, Stir Well Before Using over in Haggai. And Brother Randall, I didn't go in there and change my ways. I didn't sit there and just think, well, I don't want them to think. I sat up there on that front, on the left side up there, me and my wife, and I still said, man, praise the Lord, that's good. When they hit that number, is it 25 and ours or different? It's not Heavenly Highway. When we all get to heaven, that's what it used to be, I guess, in Heavenly Highway. I still get them all mixed up. But you know, hey, I didn't care. I'm going to let my light shine. I go to a revival or a funeral or something. I'm going to let her shine some. I ain't going to be a fool, but I'm going to let my light shine because I love the Lord. I love the Lord even when I'm at some other place. Still love Him. Still love Him. I love God. And I don't care to let my light shine, and I ain't going to, like I said, I don't embarrass y'all. Y'all got over that. Listen to this. The darker the world gets, the brighter your light shines. Click off some of them lights. See, it looks, Oh, no. Well, folks, the darker this old world gets around us, the lighter that your light's going to shine. Amen. That's all right, Brother Brad. Turn them back on now, or I'll be the only one up here with the light on. Did y'all get that? This old world's got a bunch of old perverts out there. Right. This old world's got a bunch of trouble. This old world's full of all kinds of pain. There's more stuff going on right now than's ever been going on in this world. Right. Disasters, disease, discouragement, depression. Right. But you know what? When you turn her on and you get her up there some, you're still letting your light shine. When your friends at work start talking about how awful things are, say, but boy, God's still good. Hey, when they say gas is $4 a gallon, what are we going to do? Say, you know what? It still costs the same to look at them beautiful skies in the afternoons. It still costs the same to go to Gatlin. I mean, it costs more to get to Gatlinburg. But when I walked on that back porch and looked at those mountains that God created just by saying, boom, I think I want me some mountains. Boom, there they was. I don't want any bare spots on them. I want trees all over them, hardwoods all over them. Boom, there they was. I want a big, pretty sunshine going down in the afternoons behind it. In the morning, I want it to come up over here. In the afternoon, I want it to go down here. And God said, let it be done. And it was. And it still costs the same. It's still free to look up in the sky and go, glory to God. It's still free to shout. It's still free to praise God. It's still free to get in that altar. It's still free, amen. Don't cost any more. So why don't we go to God? Why don't we let our light shine? Why don't you let your light shine? And some of them folks that's lost around you might see it. Why don't you say, instead of sitting around going, what are we going to do in the election? We're not electing a pastor, amen. We're electing a president. I could get on that thing, and what's going to happen, and I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say this. What's fixing to happen is, you listen good. What's fixing to happen is, with these idiots getting in the pulpit and making fun of everybody and bringing race into it and bringing all these things into it, they're fixing to hurt Brother Kurt. Because that world, that bunch of liberals sitting out there going, we can't have this, talking about people in the pulpit. And they're fixing to try to cram a sock down my mouth, amen, and shut me up. You wait and see if they don't use that for leverage someday and say, we can't have these awful, beastly guys talk. You don't need to be up there talking about race. They need to shut up. That ain't preaching. They need to get the pulpit out of the way, amen, and get down on the street corner. If I can get them a crowd, let her rip. I could get in here tonight and say something that would end up in the baseball guard, probably, if I wanted to be mean and hateful. I'm serious. I could. And I've decided. This politics ain't do what they want to do. I'm going to preach about Jesus Christ, and I'm going to tell you, you ought to vote with your, pray about it before you cast your vote. That's all I'm going to say. Pray about it. Amen. You just be real careful. But that just drives me crazy. Some guy looked like a priest up here talking about Hillary Clinton. I thought anybody can bash Hillary Clinton. They do that on every one of them old late night shows probably. Anybody can do that. But can the guy preach about Jesus? Can he preach about the one that really going to get her done? He owns all the gas. My daddy's got all the gas. He's just making me pay for it right now. But he's taking care of my family. I could be burning gas to get down to the hospital. Hey, man, I'd rather my children be raised, not be a bunch of old dope heads and drunks, and God bless my children with wonderful wife and wonderful husband, and not really worry about some of the small things in this old world. Yeah. Let me say this in worship, and I'm fixing to land this thing. This is something I thought about the other day driving down the road. You know how that happens, Brother Randall. On Valentine's, is that the one where they give flowers usually, most people? We got a lot to talk about when we get home, amen. Brother Brian. Brother Brian, do you buy flowers? No. Who buys flowers around here? Come on. Sarah, do you make stand by you flowers? Jim Martin buys flowers. Okay, look, I can... Come on. Okay, all right. But he has bought her flowers before. I need to get over on this side, Brother Jim. Kirk Shaw probably, or Tracy. Tracy's a good man. You buy flowers, don't you? Once in a while. I'm fixing to have to preach on buying some flowers, amen. I don't, amen. Kind of like that one guy told his wife, she said, well, you don't never say you love me. He said, I told you I loved you when I married you, and if anything changed, I'll let you know. Amen. I didn't say that. Listen to this. If you brought your wife, maybe we love our moms more than our wives. I don't know. Maybe I need to preach on that. When you buy your wife or mother, someone you love, flowers, if you brought them home a big 12-pack, amen, of dead roses, what would that be like? I'm serious. Old dead, dried up, brown. You'd say, well, you type what? Got them off the Walmart 2 weeks later than Valentine's rack or something. What I'm trying to say is, you wouldn't bring your loved one, somebody you love more than anybody in the world on this earth, you wouldn't bring them dead flowers. Why would you come to church and bring God dead worship?
Amen.
A bunch of old dead flowers sitting out here, and oh, Lord, we've got it so rough. God has blessed us. We can start counting them. You can get up here with a piece of paper and start writing down all the blessings. God's blessed you, and you couldn't count them all, amen. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. And we come in here and bring them dry, dead worship. It's been good today. I'm telling you what, praise God, I told Sandy, I said, they letting their light shine a little bit today and praising the Lord some, and I felt pretty good this morning. I couldn't get tired enough or sleepy enough or dead enough that I can't let my light shine some. And thank God some of y'all woke up this morning and said, I'm going to take God some lively worship, amen. And you hath he quickened who was dead in trespasses and sins. Hey, he made you alive. You were to be alive and come in here and give him some worship. That's what we should do. Yeah, that'd be good. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing your mind, that you may prove that which is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That means we should bring lively worship. That means we should say, it ain't that bad to be here. I walked by the nursery this morning. I said, glory to God for them ladies. It sounded like, I mean, they were tearing her down in there. And I thought, it's easy to pastor a bunch of adults. That in there is the hard job. And I said, ladies, every time you walk in that nursery taking care of babies, you could be sitting at the house, but you're letting your light shine. And I say, glory to God for them. This little light of mine, I'm going to let her shine. Thank God for nursery workers. Thank God that people have concern and care and compassion to take and teach these kids. Pray for these kids. Thank God we got a church that lets our light shine a little bit. You wouldn't bring dead flowers to them. Why would you bring dead worship? You bring them flowers to say, I love you. That's what it's supposed to say. I love you. And we're probably, a lot of times we do God kind of like we do our wives. And by them sometimes, you know, sometimes we feel like worshiping God, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we buy it off the half price rack. If you wait till the day after Valentine's, you get everything a lot cheaper. Amen? Come on now. Praise God, y'all. I just don't want to be like everybody else. And them tell me when I have to buy flowers, though. Amen? Really? I mean, if you do that, they think, well, he's got to. Buy him some flowers next week. Amen? Stop on the side of the road somewhere. Get him some. Jonquils or whatever. That's good advice from your pastor. Amen. Listen to this. Last thing. Your witness shines. Not only does the word shine, not only does your worship shine, but your witness shines. You're witnessing to people all around you every day. You're a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Hey, you're a living sacrifice. People around you's watching you. People know where you go to church at. People know whether or not you love the Lord. People know how you feel about God and how you feel about Jesus, and they know whether you're saved, and you've got family members that's lost, and you say, well, what do you do? I always tell people the same thing. Just keep letting your light shine, and praise God, that's all you can do. You cannot. It's against the law to put them in handcuffs and bring them to church. I'd like to see some of them done like that, but it's still against the law probably. But you just let your light keep shining, and it's going to rub off somewhere. Right. I believe that. I believe it. I believe you keep living it. You keep walking the straight and narrow, buddy, and sooner or later they're going to see something in you that they didn't see before. You start, what, you join that church down there? Well, yeah. Take that. Amen. Amen. You mean you get down there singing a choir? Glory to God, we need some singing choir shower. I start to say shower. Singing a shower too. Singing a shower, singing a choir. You know what? We had a little old group up here this morning. I'd like to see this thing chug full. I may have to start getting in here and broadening myself out. I'll get some of them little Mark Martin stand-ups or what, them little things, cardboard things to put up through here. They said they had 14 Mark Martins in their choir. I seen them little old Coca-Cola things. You know, I mean, you just, you know, and put them up in here. You know why? Because when people walk in this church, if they see a choir full, we've been to church one night on a Wednesday night, and them ladies got up there, the men just, they're just mad because the ladies was out shouting them and happier. And them women was, they'd get up there and they smile on a Wednesday night. And they smiled and just was so happy to be in choir. And I thought, what kind of Kool-Aid they feeding them ladies, amen? They're happy they're at church. I don't know much about them ladies, but buddy, every one of them had one of these right here, had their light shining. Saying, this little light of mine, I'm going to let her shine. I'm happy to be at church on Wednesday night. In the choir. On a Wednesday night. Folks, it'd do us some good to fill this thing up. Because when visitors, you say, I can't sing very good. I guess.